He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven by W.B. Yeats. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, inwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
A Dream Within a Dream by Edgar Allan Poe. Take this kiss upon the brow, and, in parting from you now, thus much let me avow, you are not wrong who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
The Dream by John Donne. Dear love, for nothing less than thee would I have broken this happy dream. It was a theme for reason much too strong for fantasy. Therefore thou wakest me wisely. Yet my dream thou brokest not, but continuedest it. Thou art so true that thoughts of thee suffice to make dreams truths and fables histories. Enter these arms, for since thou thoughtest best not to dream all my dream, let's act the rest. As lightning or a taper's light, thine eyes and not thy noise waked me. Yet I thought thee, for thou lovest truth, an angel at first sight. But when I saw thou sawest my heart, and knewest my thoughts beyond an angel's art, when thou knewest what I dreamt, when thou knewest when excessive joy would make me, and calmest then, I must confess it could not choose but be profane to think thee anything but thee. Coming and staying showed thee, but rising makes me doubt that now thou art not thou, that love is weak where fear's as strong as he. 'Tis not all spirit pure and brave, if mixture it of fear, shame, honour have. Perchance as torches which must ready be, men light and put out, so thou dealest with me. Thou camest to kindle, goest to come, then I will dream that hope again, but else would die.
The Dream by Amy Levy. A fair dream to my chamber flew, such a crowd of folk that stirred, jested, fluttered. Only you alone of all that band, calm and silent, spake no word. Only once you neared my place, and your hand one moment's space sought the fingers of my hand. Your eyes flashed to mine. I knew all was well between us two. On from dream to dream I passed, but the first sweet vision cast mystic radiance o'er the last. When I woke, the pale night lay still, expectant of the day. All about the chamber hung tender shade of twilight gloom. The fair dream hovered around me, clung to my thought like faint perfume, like sweet odours such as cling to the void flask which erst encloses attar of rose or the pale string of amber which has lain with roses.
I, Workman, Make Me a Dream by Stephen Crane. I, Workman, Make Me a dream for my love, cunningly weave sunlight, breezes, and flowers. Let it be of the cloth of meadows. And, good workman, and let there be a man walking thereon.